Our lesson today will come from John chapter 3, the book of John, chapter 3, and we will begin in verse 1. We're talking about the plan of salvation found in the Bible. We're talking about the question, what must I do to be saved? Being saved from sin is a change. As a matter of fact, the Bible says it is being born again. But what does it mean to be born again? You hear people talking about being born again. What does the Bible say about that? How is a man born again? And we're going to go straight to the Bible and look at John chapter 3, because here in John chapter 3, Jesus tells us what this means. John chapter 3, beginning in verse 1. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. We have a Jew. We have a man in the Jewish religion who was a ruler of the Jews. That means that he was a ruler of a synagogue. And the Bible also tells us that he was a Pharisee. So this man is very religious. And unlike many of these Pharisees, this man was honest. He was honest with the proof that Jesus gave. He said nobody can do these miracles unless God is with him. So he admitted that the miracles of Jesus proved that he was a teacher come from God. So the Bible tells us in verse 3, that the Lord said something to him right away that startled this religious ruler. The Bible says in John chapter 3, verse 3, Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Now, the interesting thing about this is that Nicodemus had not asked anything about this. Nicodemus had not brought this question up. But Jesus knew what was in the back of his mind. And so he tells this Jew, you have to be born again. And he says, unless you are born again, you cannot see, that is, you cannot experience, you cannot be in, you cannot participate in the kingdom of God. Now remember that John the Baptist and Jesus and his disciples were preaching that the kingdom of heaven, or the kingdom of God, was near. They said that it was at hand. John the Baptist began preaching that in Matthew 3, verse 2, saying, Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Jesus preached the same, and the apostles did likewise. So what we find then is that Jesus talks to this Jew about the kingdom of God, and he tells him how to get into the kingdom of God. He says, unless... That is, except a man is born again, he cannot see, he cannot participate in, he cannot experience the kingdom of God. Well, this man that Jesus is talking to is a very educated man. He knows his Bible. He knows the Jewish religion. But he's confused about what Jesus said. He's never heard anything like this before. The Bible tells us in verse 4, that Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? So the first thing that Nicodemus thinks about is a physical birth, a literal physical birth. Jesus said you have to be born again to see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus says, well, how can that happen? Now, he had heard about all of Jesus' miracles, but Jesus is saying something that to him is pretty strange. He says, how can a man be born when he's old? Is he going to enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Nicodemus completely misunderstood what Jesus was talking about, because Jesus was talking about a spiritual birth. Nicodemus thought that he was talking about a physical birth or a physical rebirth. And that's not what Jesus was talking about. And to this day, you'll find that there are people that read this passage and get this mixed up. Our Lord was talking about a spiritual birth. Nicodemus was the one that was confused here, and Jesus is explaining this to him. And so the Bible tells us in verse 4 then that Nicodemus just misunderstood, he misinterpreted what Jesus said. Well, Jesus comes back in verse 5 and he explains this. He goes into it into more detail. In verse 5, Jesus answered, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." Now, what he's done there in verse 5 is to restate what he has already said in verse 3, except that now he's giving a few more details. Jesus is still talking about being born again. Now he's telling Nicodemus what this involves. Notice again that he says in verse 5, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit. The word except here obviously means that you absolutely have to. You absolutely must be born again. It is necessary. It is essential. Anytime that somebody says, "Well, I think I can go to heaven without being born again," they're going against what Jesus says here. Anytime that you hear a preacher suggesting that somebody in some other religion can go to heaven without being converted to Jesus' religion, to Jesus' doctrine, that preacher is preaching a gospel different from the gospel that Jesus taught. Jesus said, except. That is, if a person is not converted in this way, if a person is not born again, then he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. But let's look into the details now. What does it mean to be born again? Jesus said in verse 3, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus misunderstood. Nicodemus thought that he was talking about a physical rebirth. And Jesus is basically saying to him here, Nicodemus, you have misunderstood what I said. You don't understand what I'm talking about. So let me put that in other words. And he does. In verse 5, he says, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Now, if you had lived back in those days, you would be well aware of what was going on. You would be well aware of the fact that there was a man named John the Baptist that was baptizing all kinds of people in the Jordan River. He baptized them in water, in the waters of the Jordan River. You would be well aware of the fact that not only John, but Jesus' disciples were baptizing people in water. As a matter of fact, the Bible tells us in John chapter 4, verses 1 and 2, that Jesus' disciples baptized more people than John the Baptist did. Now, we oftentimes think about John the Baptist baptizing a lot of people, and he did. Matthew 3 tells us that. He baptized many people in the Jordan River. However, the Bible says that Jesus' disciples came along and they baptized more people in water than even John the Baptist did. That's John 4, verses 1 and 2. So you would be acquainted, you would be familiar with the fact that water baptism was very common. Not only that, you find down in verse 23 of this same chapter that the Bible again mentions water. And John also was baptizing in Anon near to Salim, because there was much water there, and they came and were baptized. There's no question about it. The Bible shows here that these people were baptized in water. So in that kind of setting, if you heard Jesus talking about the kingdom of God, if you heard Jesus say, "Now, unless you do this, you can't get into the kingdom of God," and you also knew that John the Baptist and Jesus' disciples baptized people for the remission of their sins, Mark chapter 1, verse 4, and Luke chapter 3, verse 3, plainly tell us that John the Baptist baptized people for the remission of sins when he baptized them in water. Now, in that kind of setting, in that kind of background, I ask you folks, would you have any trouble understanding what Jesus is talking about here? Would you have any question whatsoever about what he meant by that? I don't believe so. As far as the water part of baptism is concerned, Jesus is not saying anything different here than what John the Baptist said or what the disciples preached and practiced. However, there is an element here that Jesus refers to that is ultimately going to be fulfilled beginning on Pentecost Day of Acts chapter 2. And that is that you have to be born of water and of the Spirit, that is, the Holy Spirit. Now, at this time, when John the Baptist baptized and when Jesus' disciples baptized people, they did not receive the gift of the Holy Spirit like we find in Acts chapter 2. But when the church began on Pentecost Day of Acts chapter 2, the Bible tells us that the people asked Peter, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" And Peter told them this, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." So the Bible then connects baptism and the Holy Spirit in Acts chapter 2, verse 38. So when we look at John chapter 3, verse 5, "And Jesus said, in order to get into the kingdom, you have to be born of water and of the Spirit." He is saying the same thing, basically, that Peter said in Acts 2, verse 38. Because when those people were baptized in Acts 2, and the Bible says in verse 41 that they were baptized, some 3,000 of them, in verse 47, the scriptures say that then the Lord added them to the church. We see the church and the kingdom are the same thing. And so Jesus is talking about what you have to do to get into the kingdom of God. What is it, Lord? You have to be born of water and of the Spirit. And that water is the water of baptism. Now, I realize that there are preachers and there are commentaries who say that this water is just symbolic, that it's just a figure of speech, that it's not really literally water. Well, let me ask you a question. What about the word Spirit here? Does the word Spirit literally refer to the Holy Spirit, or is that just some kind of symbol? Well, I believe that just about everybody would say, no, the Holy Spirit there is really the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. It's not just some kind of symbol or figure. Well, if the word Spirit here is literally the Holy Spirit, then the word water is literally water. Whatever we say about the one is what we're going to have to say about the other. If the one is literal, then the other is literal. So putting this passage together with what we looked at in the previous lesson, we find that in Mark 16, verse 16, Jesus said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." And here in John chapter 3, verse 5, he said, "Except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." So these are two different passages, two different ways of talking about the same thing, and that is God's plan of salvation. Have you been born again? Here's what the Bible teaches about this subject.